T-Mobile. W4CBA. W4NGU.
4NGU, KB4CBA, Mr. Dr. Phil. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, my brother. What you up to?
Wouldn't believe it, but I'm going to play some tennis.
Well, who would have ever thunk it?
It's hard to believe and all, but I've got on several layers of clothing here, and some of it I don't have on yet because it's 58 degrees right now, but it's going to get cooler, and I'm playing for 2 matches, so it'll be 3 hours.
Probably not wear anything but just a one layer, and you'll get hot enough that you won't have to worry about that. I allowed my GPS to go into Santa mode to see what that was like, and it's got Santa giving directions, and it's I don't know. I wish I could get it off now, but I don't see how. So I guess I'll just have to put up with it, and maybe they'll delete it about Christmas, after Christmas.
No, that's interesting.
He's talking like he's giving out presents.
Okay. Oh, Mabel, have you got that antenna up yet?
But I'm mighty close, but I've had, I just wouldn't believe all I've had going on. And Teresa's got surgery a week from today, and we were at the hospital this morning doing some paperwork and stuff, and she's got to have a COVID test tomorrow and another procedure. But she's in the glide path, as they say.
Yeah, they have to test you for, they test you for a bunch of stuff you don't even want to know. Well, half of it, but anyway, it's just protocol. So everybody gets tested regardless. So, but I hope she does well. So she's going. You said she's going in tomorrow.
Got to have a COVID test and a procedure tomorrow, and then she goes into quarantine, which is procedure for all surgery patients. So we have a bedroom hooked up for her, and I put a TV in it and a Roku stick in it, and everything she's going to need in there. She's not even supposed to be around us, the family.
Yes, I mean, you know, just erring on the side of caution, and so that's good. Well, I hope she does well, and this is, you know, will accomplish all it needs to for her.
Appreciate it, and I hope it does. The Spartanburg County are one of them sites just down the street from the hospital. Used to be a car dealership. Anyway, hospital owns it now. And man, that whole parking lot is full every morning. You go by there, they're lined up for that test. So there's no telling how long we'll have to wait just for that.
Yeah, I can imagine. My wife went in a week or two ago and got tested. I don't know why. She didn't have any symptoms. She just thought she'd get tested, and it was negative, but you know, I guess, I don't know, maybe she thought she might be anti-Semitic, and she just wanted to be sure. But she's more afraid of getting it than I am.
Interesting that she would take it when and not really think she needed to. But they've, there's people on our staff at church picking it up, and they've canceled our Christmas program for this year.
Getting cold, we're really going to have to be extra careful.
Well, I lost a good friend yesterday and another one this morning. The one yesterday to COVID, that was a shock. And, man, we had lunch all the time. And anyway, that's just the way it goes. A lot of stuff going on this time of year, I'll tell you. I'll be glad to see 2020 in the rear view mirror.
Know it. I tell you, come past January, who would have ever thought we would have the year that we've had? And, man. Well, I just hope this vaccine will... do what it's made to do, and we can, everybody can start getting that, and we can, knock this thing out.
I'm in Europe. Have they started yet in the U.S.?
Test group. Mona knows one of the people that's in it. I can't remember who she said, but there is a test group, so, I don't know how long, they have to wait, but, anyway, but I've been hearing that, they're going to have the vaccine out by, the end of this month.
Oh, I think so. I think the test of the, test groups are done. I think they're just evaluating the stuff. And but they're already shipping it, getting it ready.
And 4DJC.
4CPA.
You doing? And I didn't catch the other calls. I've been naming up. You're doing well today, too. I think it would surprise me if we didn't start seeing some vaccine rollout next week, maybe.
That'd be fine with me, Jerry. That's Phil, W4NGU.
You're doing well. I'll flip it back to you, W4NGU.
Good to meet you, Jerry. W4, never give up. I think it's real close. And I think a bunch of people are going to jump in there and take it. I saw the other day, you never know if it's true on... I think it was on Facebook that three former presidents are going to take it on camera to prove it's safe.
I mean, that ought to, give the American people some confidence to go ahead and take it.
I think so, too. I don't think it's going to be... I think we'll probably have to start taking it maybe... Plus, they find something longer lasting. We'll probably have to do like a regular flu vaccine, and actually work some of the bugs out of this two-shot dosage deal with the first one that they came out with. And I'm actually pretty amazed that they got it done as fast as they have. That has been a big deal, I think.
People are concerned it's being rushed, but I think in the past there's been a lot of foot dragging too. It may not have needed to have been as drawn out a process as it's been in the past.
on that one.
Right, because, I mean, there's a lot of money fronted up for this thing. You know, billions and billions of dollars, and they usually don't get that kind of influx of money when they're doing it on their own. That's the reason it takes them so long to do it, I guess. But it's definitely been a, hopefully everything will work out well, but I'm definitely going to take it whenever it's available.
It's going to be, it'll be about two shots.
The government is paying the companies Pfizer and Moderna, but their stock has been going crazy for the last month, so I guess they're going to get rich off of it, but that's fine. I mean, it's a badly needed thing, so they need to make a little money on it. I'm sure they lose on quite a few of them.
Yeah, one of them was like $19 per shot or something like that, but they ordered 100 million doses.
I don't mind paying $15.
Morgan, I know some doctors that say they don't want, that we shouldn't take it. And then a lot that do, so I don't know. But I'm sure it's going to help.
Now, some people that say, don't, and some people that say it's okay, and we'll just have to see. And, it's like anything else. It may work for some people. It may not work for others. It just depends.
People out there, these no-vaxxers, they don't believe in taking any vaccinations. And I've known people that have, I'm 69. I know people my age that have never taken a flu shot, although they'll get a bad case of it every once in a while. Same thing with pneumonia and other vaccines. They just won't take anything.
It is groups like that, and they don't believe in taking anything. And so, have to have a lot of faith. Especially if it was my child, it was the one that was sick.
The parents to take it, and they won't have any part of it. So I've done all I can do. You can come down a little too hard, and they get mad at you. But it's their decision.
I'm kicking and screaming.
Right with the tennis association.
Well, you may have doubled. I said, I know your parents, and I can't believe they wouldn't take a shot for this.
One thing that we all know and is saying don't take it, so I think that's pretty much scared them out of it. Are you ranked in the tennis world?
3.0. Well, that's as ranked as I get. I'm not in, I'd probably be about number 10,000 and something. if they were to give me a ranking, but by the pros here, they say I'm a 3.0, and, I used to be at 3.5, but I didn't play for a little over a year, and I just can't get back there.
I didn't know that was a ranking. I was just talking about the USLTA or something like that. I didn't know if y'all participated in that or not. But I don't know the 3.0, 3.5 scale. Jay, what city do you hail out of around here?
I'm in Anderson. I've been here about 25 years. I've lived multiple places. This is the second time in Anderson, actually. The first time was for about a couple of years, and I moved away and came back maybe a year or so later, but I'm originally from Orville. I've lived in Columbus, Georgia, Thompson, Georgia, Danville, Virginia, Rock Hill, Fort Mill, Sherrill, and I don't know if there's another one or two in there or not.
To move around so much.
Actual business for 35 years, and I think my wife and I were talking about it the other day. We had to get a list on where we lived. I think we moved 9 times.
Moved 14 times in 13 years of our first 13 years of marriage.
Never did catch up with them, Jerry.
Got even unpacked.
But if we didn't, because we were there a month, and we moved into this apartment complex there on Cedar Lane, and then we got a government subsidized townhouse in Travers Rest, and it was like half the payment that we were making and twice the size. And so we just couldn't turn that down. They told us we were number 28 on the waiting list, so, you know, we figured it'd be a year or more before we, you know, got one. And they called us like a week or two later and said they had one for us. So I guess we got shot to the top of the list real fast. And I'm sitting here at the in the fucking spot, and I'm going to go inside and check in and get on out on the court. Y'all carry on, and I'll say 73s. And Phil, you get ready to throw that antenna up there, let me know. I'll at least stand there and watch. But anyway, y'all take care. 73s, KB4CPA.
Destinate, I'm going to back out too. But good to meet you, and hope to hear you on here again. Number 4, never give up.
Okay, Phil, good talking to you. Nice to meet you. Guys, have a good evening. Number 4, NGU, and I think it's KB4CBA. Dave, and this is N4DJC, clear.
4FWX,
is that correct, N4DJC?
4FWX, Foxtrot, Whiskey, X-Ray.
That time.
Lynn Anderson, I just heard you talking, saying you were in the area here.
I'm just off of Brown Road.
Over off of Midway Road.
I lived off Midway first time we moved here in 92, I guess. I had a house just off Midway in the, I can't remember the name of the subdivision now, but we had a house up just off Midway. It was a fresh build, and we stayed there a couple of years, and I moved away and came back, and I'm over here in an older subdivision now. But we built a new house here back in 95. But I've been in Fort Mill for a long time in Rock Hill. I worked for Springs Industries and moved here when I was working with Springs.
According to the either FCC or ARRL, some website, you know, it shows locations of local hams. I got one in the neighborhood. I never heard him on the air, but I don't know. I don't know what all he gets into.
That's a lot of those guys that have licenses and been licensed a long time. Some of them just aren't active anymore or seldom active. There's a guy up here just off of just other side of Green Hills up here that gets on there every once in a great while, but I don't hear him very seldom. Do I hear him though? But he probably works HF maybe. But matter of fact, I worked him on through the. To the space station on APRS sometime earlier this year.
Another station there on, I guess it's Midway Road, got a bunch of antennas up and all that as well, but he looks like he might be in some HF stuff.
So, you don't see a lot of antennas up like you did at one time. There was a guy over here, I can't remember his name now, but he was a real active member of the Anderson Club just off Kings Road down here. He passed away a while back, and he had you could always see his antenna up above his house just off Kings. You could see it's about a couple houses off Kings Road.
Good friend of mine dad, it might be the same guy. He lived right there in that area. He was, I knew his call sign. His name was Roy Lambert. I'll come up with his call in a minute.
Yeah, I don't know Roy, but this guy was in for SD, I think, and his first name was Steve, and he had been a real active man for years and years, I think. And I've heard the name Roy, but I don't know, I guess he's not active anymore. Did he pass away?
Passed away maybe 4 or 5 years ago, young age. He was probably, I would say he's in his mid to late 50s.
Talk to him then, because I haven't been active on HF in years and years and years, but I've been off and on active on 2 meters and 440 since the mid-90s, but I never had anything set up at the house. No, I just set up an antenna inside the house here. Just this past year, and since I'm not doing any traveling, retired now, so if you get some of the repeaters, I'd have to worry about my battery running out.
Recently got my license earlier this year, so I'm still learning. I've been studying for the general exam, but they had an exam, I think it was either yesterday or today, up in Spartanburg, I believe, but I just not quite ready for it yet, so I guess we'll have to wait till the next one.
Blue Ridge, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, I think they were doing virtual ones for a while, and I heard somebody else talking about the one in Spartanburg, and I don't know how many people showed up, but I can't remember which repeater I was on that. One guy said they had like 8 or 9 people showed up, and all of them passed. But I don't know whether it was technicians or generals or whatever. But I got licensed back in the late 70s. I've been licensed for about 41 years now. I did a novice, the code novice, and then I took the technicians exam at the FCC in Atlanta because they weren't, they didn't do. They didn't do much in the way of VECs then. They just had started that program. And I came back to, I was living in Fort Mill then, Rock Hill probably. And I came down to Greenville and took my code test from a general and passed it. It must have been, I think I've been a general since 79. And I never did try for the advanced section, but I had my code. I used to use a lot of CW when I was on HF, and I had my code. I had my code certification at 25, so all I had to do is pass advanced and extra exams, and I could have made it, but I got to the point where I wasn't active anymore, and I didn't spend enough time on it to learn all the materials. Let's see, with the way the exams are set up now, you'd be doing your general then next?
Passed the tech back, first of the year, right after the first test after they started opening things back up again. And like I said, studying for the general now, and a lot more math, a lot more technical stuff in it than I was expecting. Didn't really soak it up quite as quick as the tech information, so I'm having to kind of go back and watch some videos and read some stuff and take some practice exams and all that to get ready for this one.
What did you do? Did the novice another ham, like an extra class ham, to give you the exam? And I believe, maybe even generally, you could do just a 10-question exam and had the people send and receive code at 5 words per minute. The technician class back in those days was basically just a general theory, and they didn't have a pool of questions like they have now. Nobody had that sort of thing. You just had to. I was interested in electronics anyway, so I just learned the theory, and it stuck with it pretty well for the most part, but when you get into advanced industry, it got really complicated then. And so we had a 50, I think we had 50 questions of what the tech was in those days. And but when you get up in advanced industry, it does get, I mean, they don't do advanced anymore, but industry is pretty difficult, I imagine. But anyway, but what kept a lot of people out of that 13 word per minute code for the general, you just couldn't, I mean, people just struggled with that for years, and a lot of people fought to keep the no code out, but I think it's actually helped and brought in a lot more hands to be interested in it. And because a lot of people still use CW, but there's so much of it just computer related now and more technical oriented, I think it's brought in a good bunch of folks.
Definitely, we get more people involved, especially the younger crowd. I'll be 40 next year, so I'm relatively young, but I got a 2-year-old running around the house, so it's hard for me to stop and actually read a book and soak up any kind of technical information if it's not something I can grab and do in a hurry. I usually get pulled away pretty quick. Matter of fact, my wife's been calling me. She's went for a walk, and they ended up walking a lot farther than they wanted to, and now they called me to come get them.
Yo, their legs just don't last very long. I've got my 2 grandkids. One of them is 8, the other one's 10, so we got to go through it. I had a daughter and a son, so we got to go through it twice. And but they're old enough now where they get into other stuff. They're all into iPads and the games and that sort of thing now. But they were a lot of fun when they were young. Both sets of them were. We enjoyed them. We used to travel a good bit when we were younger, but we haven't done any traveling in several years now to amount to anything. My eyesight's not great. I don't really like to drive at night much anymore, but we still do occasionally. I may want to see open back up when we can get back and make a few trips. But anyway, well, I'm glad everything's working out well for you, and hopefully you'll get that general knockdown too. It is hard to study when you got a 2-year-old around.
The main interest for me, I've talked to some folks that are, you know, on the HF side of things and making international contacts and stuff like that. That really piques my interest.
I worked a good bit of HF back in the 70s and 80s when their bands were open, and they had, I think I got about 70 countries confirmed. Most of mine was on 5 watts with a QRP rig, and I like CW, so I did, you know, worked all states, all CW for 5, and then did it to 2 bands, and I enjoyed it. With the bands being dead like they've been the last couple of years, they're just not. It's opening back up, I think, this year, though, and I might get interested, might throw up another antenna, who knows. But it is, that is, the DX part of it is a lot, it's really interesting, and especially when you're just getting started out. If you got the room for it, for an antenna, and can afford to get into it, HF is a lot of fun. I've been working satellites and that sort of stuff since I don't have much of an antenna set up, and that's been a lot of fun on FM, but it's like talking to somebody in Japan or somewhere else, or I don't know whether you'd be using it, the FT8 digital stuff or not, but it is a lot of fun to be talking, pick up a mic, talk to somebody across the world.
That's definitely what interests me, but I'm going to hop off of here. I think I see them coming here, so let me hop off, but good talking with you, and I'm usually on here in the mornings and in the evening commute as well, so I'm sure we'll cross paths again.
Well, good enough. Have a good afternoon. Nice talking with you. Get them inside, cause I'm sure it's going to start to cool off. Info DJC, clear.
KO4 FWX, clear.